Tate's Cobb uncontested statewide count. We're now in the motion period. Senator from Spartanburg.
And I ask for a roll call.
Explanation of the bill, Mr. President.
Senator from Pickens.
Senator, give us an explanation. This is the Life Beginning and Conception Act that I filed back on February 18th of 2009.
Senator from Charleston.
Heard briefly.
Senator from Charleston is recognized. Senator from Charleston.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen, Senate, I'm going to be brief but to the point. This bill is in the Senate Judiciary Committee. It's in a subcommittee. But the senator from Spartanburg has not told you. He's asking you to pull out of a committee a bill that he has put in, which isn't even arguably, isn't even to the point of saying it's arguably unconstitutional. It is unconstitutional under the current law of the United States of America and the Constitution of this country. You cannot change the U.S. Constitution and the rulings of the U.S. Supreme Court in this chamber. Now, if you want to open the wallets of South Carolina's taxpayers and engage in the big spending of trying to undo the U.S. Constitution, then in my opinion, you ought to vote with the senator from Spartanburg. I took an oath of office to uphold the Constitution of this state and of the United States. Senator, I voted with on the pro-life side on things to make sure of informed consent for exceptions. But let me tell you what he is attempting to push out here on this floor. A bill which is unconstitutional, which will land us in court, which we will be sued, in which the taxpayers of this state will shell out money. You and others are critical, and rightfully so, in the U.S. Congress, of the actions of the U.S. Congress in ignoring the Constitution and going forward when they feel like they want to talk to their constituency or to a section of their constituency and look politically okay. That's what it is. But when it comes to, do I then turn around and uphold my oath? Here, in this Senate, you take a bill, talk to the lawyers here. They have no rudder in the water on this. They don't even tell you, well, it might be the better case as it is. They just tell you unequivocally it's unconstitutional. And let me tell you why. And take the Supreme Court cases that we have to date. Today, before viability of the fetus, the Supreme Court has said that a woman has a constitutional right under the United States Constitution to an abortion, to choose to have an abortion without an undue burden. This bill would make a doctor guilty of manslaughter or murder if they go forward. If a mother has to abort because of her health, where's she going to get a doctor to do it? There are no exceptions in this. How about a child who's raped? There's no exception in this. How about a child subject to incest? There's no exception in this. The other part of the federal constitutional law, in a nutshell, because I know I only got 5 minutes, is after viability, you have to allow an exception for the health of the mother. This doesn't provide any. Go back and ask yourselves. He's asking you on a feel-good bill to make it look like, I guess, those of us who stand up on the Constitution are not pro-life or don't want to protect the unborn or something. What they attempted to do is to push a bill out that opens the taxpayer's wallet, which, in my opinion, violates my oath of office when I clearly know that what the U.S. Supreme Court has spoken to, I cannot change in this chamber. Not one of you in here can. And we can't do it with our state constitution. In the days where the state constitution were equal to or preempted the federal, disappeared with the 14th Amendment. That ended it. And you're bound by what the U.S. Supreme Court says. And to sit here and ask for a roll call vote and make these senators go and vote and then parade that thing out like they're against protecting the unborn, in my opinion, is wrong when it isn't even a case of argument. It is clearly, unequivocally, unconstitutional. And I don't know how else to make this clear to this body. And I just want to go back, and I hope the people of South Carolina hear what I'm saying. There are no exceptions in here. What is going to happen? Undue burden? Yeah, there's an undue burden. A doctor's going to be charged with anything from manslaughter to murder. I'm just telling you, I want you to understand, because I'm not going to be cast in the mold that I'm insensitive on this. I'm bound by the Constitution. And what you hear all over the political spectrum from people across the state, they're tired of politicians spinning and doing what's politically convenient. If the Constitution says you can't do it, you can't do it. If this was an arguable case, it'd be arguable. I went and even checked with the staff on this. It is not an arguable point. There's cases on this. If you don't like what the Supreme Court does, you got to change the Supreme Court. And that, to me, is a sad case in this country where our Constitution gets reinterpreted by the political trade winds of what's on the U.S. Supreme Court. But in either case, that's the boat that we're in. But I want to make it clear, since you asked for a roll call vote, I'm voting to uphold the Constitution as best I understand it. I'm not opening the taxpayer's wallet to another suit and the lawyers getting rich off suing us on a bill that doesn't have the chance of a snowball in July of living.
Senator Rickson, I'm going to yield for a question.
Yes, sir.
Salta, I think it's important, you know that I think it's important that we revisit what we have done in South Carolina on this issue. We passed parental consent several years ago. We passed informed consent. We passed the trimester, third trimester. We passed this year the 24-hour. Are you aware, Senator, that we have reduced the number of abortions in the power mother state by roughly more than half in the past 20 years because of the actions of this General Assembly? Are you aware of that?
Yes, sir, Senator, and I would tell you that we have gone right up to the limit of everything constitutionally we could do on informed consent and everything else. Some of us on the pro-life side get in a disagreement. And because for me, the life of the mother, incest and rape, I think the senator from Lexington put it eloquently up here. A child out of a rape is not a gift from God.
Senator, do you think it's important, again, I'm being repetitious, that the people of South Carolina understand that within the confines of what the Supreme Court has interpreted the Constitution, we have passed legislation that significantly reduced the number of abortions in the Palmetto State?
That is correct, Senator. That is correct, and we've created informed consent. We have followed, let me just go back very quickly in summation. Before viability, constitutional right to choice without an undue burden. After viability, you have to allow the exception for the health of the mother. If you want to outlaw it completely, that's got to come on the federal level. It cannot come in this General Assembly. And as short as we are on resources to go set us up for a sure loss in the courts in a lawsuit. I just want to state my case. I'm not going to vote to report it out because I wouldn't vote to pass it. Because if it's unconstitutional, I'm not going to violate my oath of office. And there is no way that I can clear my conscience and say, oh, you can spin this and say, well, maybe it is. This is one of those gotcha votes that's being put out here and put people on record as though you're against, you're either for abortion or against it. I'm simply telling you, it's not that simple. To me, it's a case of, I go by what the U.S. Supreme Court has said, the U.S. Constitution. You may have to go back into the state constitution because we go one step further and expressly go into the right of privacy in our constitution, as I understand it. So I just wanted to make it clear. The senator from Lexington is the subcommittee chairman and everything, and I understand the political ambush that's going on here right now, but I wanted to get up and make the case, because I hear criticism about the U.S. Congress and the fact that they violate the Constitution, and then we turn around for political convenience to say we're going to violate it too. That, to me, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate and the guests that are here, is not the way for us to move forward. And we've got issues piled up on this calendar that need addressing before we leave here that are constitutionally within this body's ability to chart the future. But this is one that's not in our hands, but it's one of those gotcha votes where they're going to try to put you on record. And I just want to make the statement and put it on record. I'm not going to vote to bring it out of here. This calendar's already 50-something pages. I'm not going to vote for the bill, so why would I bring it to the floor? It's clearly, clearly, clearly unconstitutional. Thank you.
Of the people standing, do any of you want to ask the senator from Charleston a question? Senator from Dorchester.
Senator, would you yield for a friendly question?
Yes, sir.
Senator, do you know that some of these organizations are sending some of us emails not just demanding that we vote for a bill, but with no amendments? They're asking us in advance, without knowing what an amendment might be on the floor or in a subcommittee or a committee, to pledge now to never vote for any amendment on a piece of bill. Now, I are you aware of that?
No, I was not aware of that, Senator.
Well, did you know that I think that's ridiculous and irresponsible for a legislator to pledge in advance that that we're just not going to vote for any amendments, no matter what it might be?
Well, Senator, I would agree with you, and I would draw your attention that the language of this bill says the rights guaranteed by Article 1, Section 3 of the Constitution of this state, that no person shall be deprived of life without due process of law, nor shall any person be denied the equal protection of the laws, vest at fertilization for each born and preborn human person. I understand the senator from Spartanburg's passion on this, but we have to come to reality. And reality is that the U.S. Supreme Court has spoken, the constitutional law is set, we've done all that we can do within the confines of the constitutional law in this state that I know of to move forward. And I'm just simply not going to turn around and have a vote here on a roll call and it be interpreted in a different way. I'm going to vote to uphold my oath of office, and that is until I have some learned counsel tell me this is a debatable question, and it's not. It's unconstitutional, and any of you who take the time to think about it know, even if you want to vote for it, it's not the proper thing to do when you know all you're doing is opening the hard-working people that are out all over this state today. You're opening their wallets to a raid by lawsuits. So please stand advised.
Senator from Sumter.
Mr. President, I would ask that the remarks of the Senator from Charleston be printed in the journal.
Any objection? Hearing none, so move. Senator from Spartanburg. Senator from Spartanburg is recognized. Thank you.